A spider's web is a great place to catch flies and for the spider to live. Turns out spiders can also do something quite extraordinary with their silk webs. They can tune them like musical instruments. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this story on the music of the web.
In England, there's a scientific team called the Oxford Silk Group. No, they're not about school neckties. They study silk from animals, like spiders. Why?
Spider silk has been evolving for over 350 million years, and it's something that we haven't been able to recreate.
Beth Mortimer is a biologist at Oxford University, and she's discovered that many of the silk elements or strands in a web actually vibrate like strings on a musical instrument.
If you think about something like a violin or a guitar, for a certain length of string, so you can have different pitches that come out of your instrument.
Okay, let's take a guitar string. The string's thickness, its length, and tension determine what pitch you get, in this case, a G note. And it turns out that spiders, mostly with sensors in their legs, can distinguish between different vibrations or pitches traveling up and down the silk web. But here's something more amazing. A spider will sometimes tighten or loosen those silk strands.
So it can actually very finely tune how the silks are vibrating.
On a guitar, kind of like this. Mortimer's team used lasers to actually observe spiders tuning their webs. They described this in the journal Material Views. As to why they do it, well, when an insect gets snagged in the web, an array of vibrations courses through it. The spider reads them, say, to locate where a struggling insect is stuck. And apparently, the web has to be tuned just right to do that. And sometimes a spider will even play the web to get information.
The spider can actually pluck or bounce the silk strings. And it can monitor the echoes that come back so it can locate objects.
Now, with all those strands in a web, you can imagine what the spider must be sensing when a big bug flies into it and thrashes around. But sometimes spiders get visitors that are not prey. Rather, they're potential mates. Mortimer suspects the web owner can distinguish that kind of vibration from others. One can only imagine what a potential mate might sound like. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.